start this segment in Buckeye, Arizona with Kenny. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
I've got a twofold problem here. I've got about a half an acre Bermuda grass yard. The water irrigation set up for about 30 minutes per day now. I've got it lined with cottonwood trees, and for the last 3 years, I've been losing them gradually one by one. And I've taken some leaves off and taken them in, and from what I've learned, they say that it's an iron deficiency. Is there anything, I've been using a product called K-Rex on it to kind of supplement the iron in real good, and it spruces it up for just a little bit. What am I doing wrong with this? Is it too much water? But I know cottonwoods grow on riverbanks in the Midwest, so mm-hmm. I know water really can't be a problem, but I've also got a horrible gopher problem, and I don't think the gophers are eating the trees, but nevertheless, I'm kind of at a myth on this. I've already lost three trees, and these trees are like 30 foot tall and 12-inch trunks now.
Well, cottonwoods need tons of water. Obviously, they're a riparian-type tree. They'll grow literally in stream beds or along stream beds where they used to plant them a lot around on ditch banks and canal banks here, so they literally might have had their toes in the water, so to speak, all the time. So I doubt it's an overwatering situation. Chlorosis, and especially iron chlorosis, is typically a symptom of perhaps high alkalinity, where the iron gets tied up because, and I'm not a chemist, and I'm not going to pretend to tell you exactly what happens, but when the pH gets too high, too alkaline in the soils, that iron has a hard time being taken up by the plant, amongst other trace elements, and then you get these chloroses, whether it's iron or zinc or manganese or all the trace elements that are just tied up because they no longer are available to the plant because of the alkaline pH situation. So one thing you might try is using some soil sulfurs, some granular sulfurs around the tree, in addition to the iron, and periodically, that certainly might help.
Is there any particular name brand fertilizer that would work great for them?
Well, I would use something like Fertilome Tree and Shrub if you want to go with a granular type thing. There's a liquid product on the market we like called BioFeed. You could use, Hickman's All Purpose, which is a organic product. So there's a number of things. I don't think it probably matters too much. They are, a fast growing big tree, so they need a fair amount of nitrogen. But that'll help. But that a lot of times, if it's an iron chlorosis problem, that may not clear that up. You may need to also add some sulfur. Try watering longer, deeper, slower, and then using your irons with at the same time as the soil sulfur will help. Also, it'll make it more effective.
Well, good luck, Kenny. That is awful hard, losing trees that are 30 foot tall with big old trunks like that, cottonwoods. Those cottonwood banks you can tell where an irrigation ditch is for miles away when you see a row of them along a ag area like Buckeye.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
For a local nurseries, it's on Jackrabbit Trail. Isn't it just Jackrabbit Nursery out there?
Jackrabbit Nursery on Jackrabbit.
And if I remember right, they've got a row of cottonwoods on the
been by there
on the
one
west
time.
Side.
They sure might.
Yeah. So that might be a good look.
That soil and that stuff out there, you get out there, it's really salty, really alkaline. So that's more than likely is his issue.
You're at the end of a series of dams where they've backed the water up, where the river could have just kept the salt moving through, but they've kind of dammed it all up, so it may have...
Could be.
Made it a little stale. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, we have Marty on the line in Tucson at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Welcome to the program, Marty.
Thanks, guys. I've got five new Texas Mountain Laurel trees. I planted them just a little bit ago, and I wanted you to tell the listeners about the great blooms they have and then tell me what to do about watching out for caterpillars.
Okay. Well, they've just kind of finished blooming, and it's one of the, I think, most fabulous blooms we have because of the fragrance. It smells like grape bubble gum or grape soda pop.
That's what that's a Texas mountain laurel.
Right. Okay. And I have a neighbor that has one. It's huge. They're a great small tree. If you have an area that you need something small, they're a great small type tree, large shrub, very heat tolerant, very cold tolerant, a little slow growing, and they put on these fabulous clusters of, you know, wisteria-like flowers and purple clusters all over the tree. And this one is so big next door, I can smell it when I get out of my truck when I get home at night. You know, so a whole house away on the other side of his house. So it's probably 60, 80, maybe 100 feet away, and you can just smell it. Unfortunately, it doesn't last forever, but it's a great tree. They are, however, a favorite meal for a certain caterpillar, and this is about when they'll start showing up. As they've bloomed, now they're going to start pushing all their new growth. So you want to watch for those any time now. I would just kind of any time in the spring and early summers when they're going to be active, and it's just one of those things. You got to just start watching the new growth out on the new ends and see if that son of a gun starts showing up. If it does, you can use BT or Thuricide, something completely safe. We'll only control the caterpillars.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.